it's time to check in and see what's happening on the commodity markets this morning as Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington joins us this morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. And we did start out with a little lower prices in the overnight session last night as the harvest activity was pretty good over the weekend. Markets have recovered here and actually looking like some slightly higher prices here as we head towards the 9 o'clock hour. December corn at 390 and a quarter, that's up a penny. March corn at $4 and a quarter cent, up three quarters of a cent. May corn at 406 and a half, up a half a cent. D16 corn at 411, that's also up a penny. November soybeans at 880 and three quarters, up six and one half. January soybeans at 885, up six and three quarters. March soybeans at 889 and one half, up seven and one half. November 16 soybeans at 889, up six and one quarter. December Chicago wheat at 513 and one half, up one quarter. March Chicago wheat at 519 and one quarter, also up one quarter. July of 16, Chicago wheat at 525 and one half, up one quarter. Out in Kansas City, December wheat at 501, up one half. March Kansas City wheat at 515 and one quarter, up one half cent. And July Kansas City wheat at 535, up one quarter. Of course, no trade quite yet in the live stock markets here this morning. Overall, commodities in general seem to be higher. Global equity markets all expected to be a little higher here today. Crude oil up nearly a dollar here this morning. Did see some early weakness in the U.S. dollar, which was offering some support to commodities in general. You know, the main newsworthy topic here this week is going to be the crop report out on Friday. That'll be at 11 a.m. Central Time on Friday morning. Expected to see USDA adjust a production as well as demand and ending stocks. So we will see a lot of movement as far as the numbers go. Typically in that report, USDA also typically adjusts acres numbers in the October report as well. So a lot of moving parts here as we head towards the end of the week. So we'll continue to see some adjustments and position squaring here as the trade moves on here during the week. As for today, export inspections out at 10 o'clock. We'll have crop progress out at 3 o'clock, expecting corn harvest progress right around that 30% number, expecting bean harvest progress somewhere in that 35 to 40%. Number. Watching a little bit of the weather here worldwide, some dry conditions in Australia and also in Russia helping offer some support there. It looks like a pretty clear week here for the most part with some rain on Thursday and some warming temperatures here. So continuing to expect some pretty good harvest progress here as the week moves on. Although somewhat quiet today, corn and soybean prices continue to be range-bound, Brian, and no exception here today.
All right, Aaron. Thank you very much for that report. We appreciate it.
Have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Bye. Aaron Curtis with Midco over in Bloomington on this Monday morning.